This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
You are an energetic being first and foremost, so the quality of your energy field is really important. It works like a filter, each part of the field enabling or preventing whatever is turning up in your life. This is the Future Self Energetics Show. I'm your host, Amanda Nelson, and I work in the body, mind, and spirits community. I'm an award-winning master energist. That's a therapist that specializes in improving the quality of the energy fields that move in, through, and around your body. If you want anything in your life to change, you have to begin with changing your energy field first. So my shows are a mixture of talk and therapy ideas, interviews, and thought-provoking inspiration. They're all about energy, energy fields, protection, and connection. If there's a topic you'd love me to cover in my show, please email me, amanda@futureselfenergetics.com. And if you love the show here on UK Health Radio, please spread the word about it in your networks. I've been inspired by the archetype of sacred disruption this week. It's an archetype that appears across many cultures and spiritual traditions. The fool, I suppose, in the tarot, the trickster in various mythologies, the sacred clown who challenges assumptions and facilitates the most necessary of changes. This energy of contrary wisdom, of disruption in service of growth, is actually a universal human experience that each tradition understands, and it expresses itself in its own way. And it inspired my show today because of the energies that are so prevalent on the universal energy grids at the moment. And these resetting energies, yeah, I suppose that's what I would call them, they're making so many of us sit between the space where we felt all kinds of certainty and the space where a new type of being is beginning to emerge. Now, what matters most is not the name we give this archetypal energy, but how we choose to work with it in our own lives. Whether you think of it as your own inner contrary voice, as the sacred fool, or simply as the part of you that knows when change is necessary, this energy serves an essential purpose in your transformation journey. Trust this wisdom, even when it's uncomfortable. And as I'm saying that, I'm actually saying it to myself too. I have to trust that truth often arrives wearing the mask of disruption. Trust that the confusion that you might be experiencing could actually be wiser than any certainty you could force yourself to take. And above all, trust that you're exactly where you need to be in this process, especially when you've no idea where that actually is. Have you noticed how uncomfortable it feels when you can't quite make sense of what's happening in your life? Perhaps you're experiencing a time when nothing seems certain to you anymore, when the path ahead isn't clear, and when the answers that you once relied upon just don't seem to be applicable. If you're in that place right now, I want you to know something really important. This confusion, this not knowing that you're feeling, might be exactly what you need. There's an archetype that appears across many traditions that represents truth, and it often arrives wearing the mask of disruption. It offers us really valuable insights for our own journeys of transformation. I've become really inspired by these archetypes and how you can interpret and make use of an archetype like this while the energies that are around us, those resetting energies, are so prevalent. So what I'm exploring with you in my show today is how you interpret, how you work with this archetypal energy. I think sometimes things need to fall apart or become dismantled so that they can come together in a new, much better configuration. Sometimes you need to lose your way to find that truer path. Sometimes confusion is much wiser than false certainty, and being in a state of not knowing is actually more honest than clinging to some level of outdated or incorrect answer. There's a part of you that serves as that sacred disruptor, challenging you to release, recognize what no longer serves you, and to remain present during that uncomfortable space of transition, so that you make space at your table for something better to arrive and occupy the seat. This aspect of yourself, it helps you to resist the temptation to just rebuild, put things back together too quickly, or to grasp at false certainty or stick things together even though they are not in their best form, or to force yourself back into those patterns that aren't a fit for you anymore. In my many years as a master healer, I think that I'd say that these are profound truths that I've come to know about how genuine transformation actually works. And right now, as you are navigating whatever changes or choppinesses or choices or upheavals that you might be experiencing, understanding these principles are going to change everything about how you meet this transformational moment. So when things feel like they're starting to fall apart in your life, an immediate human instinct is to try and put them back together again as quickly as possible. You want to restore order, regain control, return to the comfort of knowing what is now, what comes next, finding solutions. This is completely natural. Part of you is designed to seek out that kind of stability and predictability. But what if actually the falling apart bit itself is actually the point of the exercise? What if the falling apart bit that you're experiencing isn't something to be fixed, but it's actually something to be embraced and welcomed in? Truth, I believe, often arrives wearing the mask of disruption, and healing frequently requires us to turn our comfortable assumptions upside down. This contrary energy, it understands that you can't build something genuinely new on top of a foundation that is genuinely old and that contains foundations that are weak because they don't serve you anymore. Those old foundations, your outdated beliefs or your limiting assumptions or your patterns that once helped but now hinder, they've got to dissolve or be dismantled before something much truer can emerge for you. I sometimes say to my clients that what is needed is a kind of soft shatter. Allow everything to be reduced down to pieces that are so small and tiny that you can't assemble them again in the way that they were. And from that point, you simply look at that soft shatter lying on the ground, and you deliberately select the pieces that are the most precious diamonds, and you build anew from there, from those diamonds. When you're standing in the shatter, it can feel like a shocking mess and one that you have to hurry up and clean away without delay. But please don't. So think about your life right now. Do you feel you have any part of it that feels like it's about to come apart? Maybe there's one part that really does feel like it's falling apart. Maybe there are more than one area in your life that seems to just not be functioning as easily as it used to. Might be a relationship that once felt solid, but now feels a little bit strained, or something about it that's not quite the way it was. Perhaps it's something in your career path that once really excited you and held a lot of promise, but now it just feels a bit empty and meaningless. Might be beliefs about yourself, you know, who you were and who you are now are out of alignment, they're mismatched. What you were capable of before and what you're capable of now, what you felt you deserved back then and what you feel you deserve now. These are all really contrasting perspectives between then and now. And maybe it's your sense of direction. Maybe you feel a bit lost and a bit uncertain about what comes next for you in your life. I don't know what it is for you. I've been exploring what it is for me. But ultimately, what I'm saying is, don't rush to keep the status quo. Don't rush into making brand new choices. Perhaps these are a kind of growing pain, painful as they may be. They do serve a sacred purpose. The soft shatter clears away redundancy, the things that don't fit you anymore, so that something much more authentic and much more dazzling can take shape. This very contrary energy asks you to recognize that this falling apart, this soft shatter, isn't about a failure. This isn't about something that's broken. It's a necessary dismantling stage in the process of becoming who you're meant to transition into, who you're meant to become next. Transformation requires that we learn to sit with not knowing what comes next for us, that we may not have a clear idea of the path to take that's going to lead us to where we feel we ought to go. The discomfort you feel during times of change like this is, I believe, related or corded to the sensation of those old structures dismantling. And that discomfort is where those old structures are dismantled, but the new ones have not fully taken their place yet. So it leaves you in a kind of no man's land where you don't have structure, even though the structure that you had before didn't really support you. And you don't currently have certainty, and you don't have a good clear idea of timing, and you don't know what the outcomes are. You're simply in that null space where you can tell that things are changing, you have a sense of what really needs to change, but you don't know yet what's happening and when it will complete. And it feels like things are misaligned and a bit discombobulated. I understand that. And it's a bit of an uncomfortable situation because you're existing in a space between what was and clearly what will be. And you've got no comfort of the certainty in either of those places. That knowing where you are in a way is that you're in this kind of floaty, bridging mid-space between those things. And it's not a place that you can remain. You know that. And you are feeling, as I said before, discombobulated being there. And yet, the best way to manage being in that discombobulated space, rather than being one of those people that rushes to fill the void space you're in with any answer that seems to present itself, you know, even if it doesn't quite fit, you know, or if you're one of those people that forces yourself to make a decision immediately, even if you're not ready, because you feel or you're being told by those around you that the uncertainty is unbearable. And there is an obligation, a duty to make a decision and to make it quickly because things are important and they depend on you making that choice. Are you pretending, in other words? Are you one of those people that pretends you have clarity when actually you're still in that confused state? So I don't want you to be that kind of person. I'm inviting you to have a slightly different approach. Try it. Because there is a different approach available to you. Instead of treating that not knowing as a problem and one as a problem to be solved, what if you could begin to recognize it as a really valid and valuable state of transition in its own right? What if the confusion that you're experiencing right now is that archetype trying to speak to you and trying to share some wisdom? Rather than the false certainty that silences that architect that you might be tempted to grasp just so you could feel a little bit of comfort in the space that you're in. I think that when you sit with not knowing, something really interesting happens. That urgency to resolve everything straight away. That begins to soften right down, and that urgency softens and falls away with it. And you start noticing those subtle signals and messages and lucid insights and observations and intuitions that is coming from that archetype, perhaps, that were drowned out by all that hyper-focus on trying to immediately find solutions and answers. So, in other words, what you do is sit in that space of uncertainty and make yourself absolutely available 24/7 to any of the insights that couldn't reach you before while you were clinging so desperately to a system that actually was no longer serving you, a system that you had to choose to shatter, albeit softly, in order to enable you to then step into whatever transition comes next for you.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
I've been really inspired by the architect of sacred disruption this week. It's one that appears across many cultures and spiritual traditions. It's the fool in the tarot and the trickster in various mythologies. It's the sacred clown who challenges assumptions and facilitates necessary changes. This energy of contrary or contrary wisdom, of disruption in service of growth, it's a universal human experience that each tradition understands and expresses it in its own way. And it really inspired my show this week because of the energies that are very prevalent on the universal energy grids at the moment. These resetting energies are making so many of us sit, and we're sitting in a place between what we knew and what we felt were the structures that functioned well for us in our lives, and a new structure that's yet to be built, new choices, new ways of being that haven't fully been integrated around us yet. And so we're sort of sitting in those resetting energies as they're unfolding and changing. And sometimes, yes, we know that things need to fall apart or become dismantled so that they can come back together in a much better configuration. And sometimes we know we need to lose our way, wander off the path that we're on in order perhaps to come across a better pathway. And sometimes confusion becomes wisdom. It's better than certainty that proves to be false. And being in a state of not knowing all the answers is a lot more honest than clinging to answers that don't seem to work for us anymore. So there's a part of you that serves really well as that sacred disruptor, challenging you, releasing you from what you no longer need, and to stay present even in the most uncomfortable of spaces in order to allow you to sit and hear and be inspired and allow yourself to transition and for new structures to come in that you can then really feel make a good foundation for you. I think as soon as you are prepared to accept that you are in transition and you are in a state of dismantling and restructuring, then you resist the temptation to rebuild too quickly. Because after all, if we're going to rebuild something, why don't we rebuild it so that it is better than it was before, so it suits us more? And if it's a structure or a foundation, why don't we choose to make sure that we put that structure and foundation in place so that whatever we build on top of it feels a lot more appropriate for who we are and where we are in the life that we're in. We want patterns that fit. Patterns that no longer fit are a bit like clothes that no longer fit. We know that we need to replace those clothes, but we force ourselves to fit into something that may be uncomfortable, or it might be too hot or too cold, or simply doesn't suit us anymore. So if you're feeling a bit misaligned or lost at the moment, I'm inviting you to choose to sit with not knowing and expect something interesting to happen. The urgency that you feel to resolve everything immediately, just leave that. Just allow it to soften. Let the urgency fall away. Because when you do, you shift into a space of manifesting and magic and wisdom and grace. When you're not pushing something to be something it is not, when you're not clinging to something that is no longer right for you, and you say, okay, then I'm opening myself up, I'm responding to this invitation of becoming, and I will just allow. Even if you can't quite see where you're meant to go next, even if you don't know what choices there are, even if no solution or answer is presenting itself to you. It can be unsettling, I know, especially if you always had clear sense of all these things. But here's what this wisdom knows. Sometimes you need to completely lose your way in order to find that truer path. So what kinds of things does this contrary wisdom talk to you about? Well, this contrary wisdom, or what you could call it a disruptive energy, whichever way you want to put it, it asks you first to be really open and honest with yourself. And perhaps it will say, let's talk about choices. Choices that you made in the past. Choices that were once right for you or felt right at the time. Are those choices, this disruptive energy might ask, are they still right for you? And you have to be willing to acknowledge that something that once worked for you has actually stopped working. Something that was once truly valuable doesn't feel that valuable anymore. And to be able to release and let go of those dysfunctional things, even when you can't yet see what you're going to do to replace it. So I always feel that what I chose before served its purpose for that time in my life. And I don't feel that this disruptor is asking me to question those choices either, though of course you can get into that if you want to. I would much rather focus myself on the fact that I am choosing to allow that the decisions I made in the past, I'm choosing to allow those decisions to have made sense with the understanding and the resources and the options that I had available to me at that time. And they served me for a season of my life, whatever that season was. But now that season's passed. Now that season is ended. And some choices have simply run their course. And that's perfectly okay. And it's natural, because now is the time to start thinking what the new choices might be. So are there any choices in your life that you're holding on to simply because they were choices you made a long while ago and at that time they felt right? Perhaps it's a career that you've invested years in building, even though the work no longer fills you up in the same way and it's not really flourishing and flowing with who you're becoming. And maybe it's a relationship that you're staying in just because it feels very familiar to you. And leaving feels it would create far too much disarray, far too much uncertainty, could be too destructive to change. It might be beliefs about yourself or the worlds that shaped your decisions for years. But now those beliefs feel out of whack. They constrain you rather than set you free and let you grow. And it may be that it's not choices on that level. It might be that, I don't know, you painted your walls in your house a certain colour and at the time you felt it was right. But now it seems that that colour just doesn't set your energy field alight anymore. Maybe the pillows that you sleep on that you bought and were new were perfect for you at one time in your life. But now, oh, you just wake up and there's some kind of neck ache that you've got, or you feel like your head's not being supported. There are so many choices that you will have made. And at the time you felt you were making them with the information and the resources, as I've already said, they were absolutely right for you. But that doesn't mean to say that you have to stick with those choices when it starts to feel uncomfortable. when you know that those choices might not be right for you. So go and find a new pot of paint. Change the colour on the walls in your house to something that's going to light you up more. Imagine how wonderful you'll feel. And in that space between having that colour and being able to put a new colour on the wall, that's the uncomfortable space. It's the space of, well, if I don't have that colour, what colour would I choose? And when you're swimming in any pool of uncertainty, there's always the temptation towards some kind of false certainty that you want to grasp onto something. Oh, any colour will do. I'm not sure about colour. I'll tell you what, I'll just go for white. White goes with everything. But is that really the colour that you want? Do you really want white? Or are you choosing it because, well, it's an easy choice because you want the answer? And maybe you want answers and solutions so badly that you'll accept answers that really don't quite fit. And you want guidance and direction so desperately that you'll follow the first path that presents itself out of there. Pathways, some of them don't truly call to you. We find ourselves on these pathways and we think, whoa, I've made a wrong turn or I've wandered off my path. So take a moment, look at the roadmap. Is that pathway the way you want to go? And many people find that the discomfort of making a decision, the discomfort therein, they just want it to end so quickly so that they will urgently grasp at any solution, any explanation, any framework, any belief that promises to make sense of the confusion that they're in that moment. Just something that allows them to not have to think about things, to find balance and harmony again. And friends, of course, will want to give you advice, perhaps not about the colour to paint the walls in your house, although they might like to offer their own perspective. They might even say that they'd be happy to choose it for you. But really, although it's kind of them, I really don't want them to do that for you. I mean, their concern, their offers of help, they really come from a place of love. I've got absolute certainty about that. But you must choose the colour. Don't be swayed by their suggestions, their actions. No matter how well-meaning, go at your own pace. Sit in the uncertainty. Perhaps what you'd like to do is, if we're thinking about changing the colours of your walls, maybe what you'd like to do is, rather than making a decision, maybe you'd like to go to the shop, see what colours there are, get some of those little tester pots, bring them home, paint those colours on the wall, see which is the one that makes you feel the best when it's there. And then, when you've had the chance to sit and be with that colour, you'd then go to the shop and have made your final decision. You see, your answers, they have to come from the depths of you, rather than the shallows. So you have to stand true. You have to stand true to the way you want to approach something, what you feel that you need to do and how you need to approach it. So others will see your situation only from their own experience, their understanding, and they can't feel what you're feeling or know what your deeper wisdom is telling you. They will have their own feelings and their own inner wisdom. They can offer you guidance and suggestions, but they're not on the same pathway that you are on. So although they can offer heartfelt advice or suggestions, ultimately your experience and your choice is going to be very unique to you. Only you can access your inner knowing, your inner guidance system, and it will whisper its messages to you if you allow it to. And it whispers those messages, those magical manifestation messages. It whispers those to you in the gap between what was and what will be. So I'll say this, confusion is often wiser than false certainty, and not knowing is a lot more honest a place to be than clinging to anything that's becoming outdated and is out of alignment for you. This is where working with the energy of sacred disruption becomes particularly valuable. There is a part of you that serves as that sacred disruptor, challenging you to release what no longer serves and to remain very present with the discomfort in that space of transition. It's not only about changing the paint colour of your walls, of course it's not. It can be much more significant things like, do I want to stay living in the home that I'm in? Do I like the country I'm living in? Do I like the friend group that I'm a part of? Do I feel that the work that I'm doing is really raising me up and expanding me to be the person that I know myself to be? And this aspect of yourself, that sacred disruptor, it pleads with you. Resist the temptation, it says, to rebuild too quickly. Don't grasp at false certainty or force yourself back into patterns that no longer fit, because even part of those patterns feel a bit more comfortable for you. So the part of you, that inner voice that questions and challenges, I think if you're in transition, that voice has been speaking to you for a while, because it's that voice that can often initiate a transitionary period. I wonder, have you been listening to it? Have you heard it, but you don't really like what it's saying? Or have you heard it and you're not sure if you are bold and brave enough to step into the chaos in order for, you know, that dismantling to happen, especially when you don't know that there's something on the other side which would feel a lot better? And let me add at this point that this disruptive energy, it doesn't work for the sake of chaos. It disrupts in service of truth, when it challenges your assumptions and it questions your certainties and it makes you feel a bit uncomfortable with the status quo, it's actually creating the perfect conditions necessary for you to start to transform. It's helping you be honest about what no longer is working for you, even when that honesty feels really in your face and it ends up making you feel emotionally discombobulated, confused or destabilized.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
This week, I've been really inspired by the archetype of sacred disruption that appears across many cultures and spiritual traditions. It's the fool in the tarot, the trickster in various mythologies. It's the sacred clown who challenges assumptions and then takes part in facilitating much needed change. It's the energy of contrary wisdom, of disruption in service of your growth. It's a universal experience that each tradition understands and therefore allows expression in its own way. And it inspired my show today because of the energies that are so prevalent on the universal energy grids at the moment. And these resetting energies that we're all immersed in are making so many of us right now feel that we are in an in-between place. And the old structures are dissolving and the new ones haven't yet taken clear form. And it's perhaps the most uncomfortable phase of any form of transformation. It's the space where you're neither who you were nor who you're becoming, where you can't honestly return to what was, but you can't yet see what will be. And the discomfort you're feeling isn't a sign that something's actually wrong or gone wrong. It's the sensation of profound change that's occurring at a deep level inside of you. It's those old pathways, those physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, relational, any kind of old pathway, they're all dissolving. Patterns that once felt like fundamental aspects of our identity, they're now revealing themselves as no longer part of our identity. Our beliefs are changing, our reality is shifting, and along with your expectations, your connections, even what feels possible for you to now, it's all potentially on the move. So that dismantling, that dissolution, it's necessary. You can't become something genuinely new while clinging to whatever used to be. You have to go for the soft shatter. And you can't step into a truer path while simply maintaining your grip on the old ways. You can't access your deeper wisdom while insisting that your current understanding is enough and it's right and it's complete. I think one of the greatest gifts I've found of this really disruptive energy is its absolute insistence on honesty, especially about those areas where we most want to avoid the truth. It asks each one of us to look clearly at the foundations that we've built our life upon, and we have to acknowledge honestly which parts of those foundations still serve us and which ones have become limitation rather than support. Being honest with yourself is often easier than you might think, but what it takes is effort in staying where you are while knowing it isn't a good fit for you. That takes constant energy. Maintaining something that doesn't truly work is the issue. That's what takes the real effort. Keeping yourself in a space that's become too small, that's what takes the effort. Pretending that once used to fit you still does. That's what takes the effort. So being honest with yourself is often easier than you might think, because the real effort is staying where you are while knowing it isn't a good fit. So let's embrace change. Let's embrace change that could take us somewhere better, that might need a bit of willingness at first on our part, a bit of letting go of old patterns or old expectations or old choices. But once you're moving with it rather than against it, once you're allowing it rather than trying to push it back, it actually flows much more naturally than forcing yourself to stay put. So the first step might need some willingness on your part, the willingness to break that mould, to question that expectation or to allow something new into your life. But that's quite different from needing tremendous ongoing effort. Once you're aligned with the change that wants to happen, you're often moving with a current rather than swimming against it. So what are you avoiding looking at honestly right now? Is there a relationship that you are in? Is there a friend, for example, that you've felt for a while? There's a misalignment there. What about that career that you're continuing because you've put so much time and energy into it? Walking away from that career seems impossible, and yet there's something about it that doesn't feel right for you anymore. And what about beliefs about yourself that limit the possibilities that you have? So you feel safer in that lesser state rather than allowing yourself to step into the unknown territory of becoming someone brand new. I think it's exciting. And being honest with yourself, making those choices, it doesn't mean that you have to take immediate action. Sometimes the most honest thing you can do is simply to acknowledge that something isn't working and that you're not quite ready to change it, but you're going to observe it for a while. That acknowledgement itself creates a shift, and it stops you from really investing more energy into maintaining an illusion that everything's fine or that it can be. But it just allows you to gently begin preparing yourself, selecting the diamonds from that soft shatter and selecting those diamonds at whatever pace feels right for whatever the change, the new structure that you'll be creating, whatever it is that wants to emerge. And so this allows us a sort of honest assessment. It allows for the fact that we're not comfortable where we were, and that as yet we don't know how comfortable we will be in the transition, and we also don't know how comfortable we'll be with wherever we're moving to. But what we do know is if we listen to that inner voice, that voice of disruption, that voice that talks to us in the quietness of those periods of change, that wherever we're headed will be a much better fit for us than wherever we have been. That's it for another show this week. I'm thrilled that you dropped by. I present Future Self Energetics show every week for UK Health Radio, and I'd be delighted to spend more time with you next week, so do tune in. The world of energy is amazing, and it's magical, and it's mysterious, and there's always so much for us to explore about it. You have a vital connection to a web of energy fields around you. Use that connection for your benefit. I've been working with vibrational energetics all my life, and I know that when you improve your energy field, you can uplevel any part of your life.